Amen. Looking at this passage of Scripture in the New Testament, last week we looked at the Old Testament, Job, and Job said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." Today, we look at Paul, and Paul says, "For I know whom I have believed." Amen. And in that 12th verse of that first chapter in the second book of Timothy, it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Amen. When we started out with this service this morning, after the devotions, the tune that you heard was the song, "For I Know in Whom I Have Believed." And that is a tremendous testimony that Paul tells Timothy about his life. And I want to name the subject, "For I Know, Part 2. I Know, Part 2. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." In today's time, it is not often that we meet people who struggle with having some kind of doubt in what they say they believe. Many say they believe, but when the storms of life come, there are those who choose not to stand on what they said they believe. There are those who talk a good game but produce very little or nothing. We seem to live in a world, even among some church members, but not necessarily Christ's disciples, that if what is being done or attempted to be done usually don't get done if it is not instant. So many seem not to want to take the time to work for something. The world is looking for things to be done in an instant. But a true disciple is waiting on the Lord through prayer, his word, and his promise. As many of us have heard before, many times, good things come to those who wait. And there are those of us who believe that the best things come to those who wait on the Lord. As Job did, so did Paul. He said, "For I know." I know. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know in whom I believe. Amen. Paul learned from Job because Job did not understand the battle that he was in. But Paul knew that he was in a battle and that he was being attacked by Satan. Although Job did not know what was really going on, he knew that his Redeemer was alive and well. Therefore, Job waited on his Redeemer and said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." Paul also waited on his Redeemer, who is the same Redeemer, and said, "For I know whom I have believed." Paul shared with young Timothy that Christ is always worth suffering for, especially for the sake of the gospel. Paul knew how to endure. He knew how to hang in there. He knew how to run the race. He knew that sin would be so easily to beset us. But he also knew that he could trust in a God who is always on time. When we hear Paul's testimony, we either wonder or scratch our heads or marvel with amazement, encouragement, and joy, because one may ask, how could a person go through all what Paul went through and still believe the way he believed? When we look at it, Paul tells his testimony, and according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 29, Paul says, five times the Jews gave me 39 lashes with a whip. Three times the Romans beat me with a big stick, and once my enemies stoned me. I have been shipwrecked three times, and I even had to spend a night and a day in the sea. During my many travels, I have been in danger from rivers, robbers, my own people, and foreigners. My life has been in danger, cities and deserts and sea, and with people only pretending to be the Lord's followers. I have worked and struggled and spent many sleepless nights. I have gone hungry and thirsty and often had nothing to eat. I have been cold from not having enough clothes to keep warm. This is only a part of Paul's testimony. This is only a part that he was left in the sea for a day and a night, having to stay in the water, swimming around, trying to stay afloat and all of that. But God kept him. He didn't drown. God kept him. A day and a night, that's more than someone who is trained to be in the water. Someone who's in the Olympics wouldn't stay in the water day and night. But the water, the cold, chilly water, the water that can drop your blood pressure straight down where one can have a heart attack, God kept him. That's what he is saying, that God kept me when I should have been dead. God kept me alive. When I should have been gone, God spared my life. When I should have been out of it, I got stoned, I got beaten, 39 lashes, I got all of this, but God kept me. Oh, some of you can look back at your testimonies and say that God kept me. He kept me when I didn't know that I could be kept. Oh, some of you sitting up there, but amen, praise the Lord. But I want to just tell you something, that if you've made it this far, it means that you've been through something. Life has not always been easy for us, but thanks be to God that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is God all by himself, and he's a keeping God. That's what Paul's testimony is telling us, that God is a keeping God. Whether we lose something or gain something, God is a keeping God. Some of us have been through some stuff that we didn't think that we could ever get in, and we find ourselves stuck in it, but we call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord came our way and said, I am here to deliver you from this. Help is on the way. I thank God that God has not forsaken us. He has not left us, but he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the reason why Paul said, I know whom I have believed, because I've been through a whole lot of junk. I've been through a whole lot of mess, and yet I am still here. And so let me just do these three points, First, one has to be prepared. One has to be prepared. Two, one has to be paying attention or being interested. Amen. And three, one has to be practical. One has to be practical. As I said, Paul was letting Timothy know that he was determined to go all the way with Jesus. And no one or anything was going to hold him back. And in order for this to happen, as I said, one has to be prepared. One has to be praying, paying attention, and one has to be practical. Don't try to do the spectacular when it's only for the practical. Some people look to for the spectacular, but one has to be practical in that. And so one has to be prepared. Paul said, "For I know whom I have believed." Amen. In other words, Paul was saying, you can't turn me around because I know whom I have believed. No matter what, I'm going to get up and I'm going to worship God. I'm going to do what I need to do to please my God. God has been too good to me. Even though I've been in this, I know it could have been worse. For I know whom I have believed. What's Paul doing here? Paul is showing his experience, for I know. I'm not going by anybody else's testimony. I'm not going by anybody else's saying, I know. I know for myself. I know that I know that I know that he is to be believed, for I know. And he says about his faith, I know I have believed. Amen. Now, Timothy was going through some hard times, but Paul was telling him, don't give up, because you are serving a God who is victorious. I've already told you that there may be believers of church, but they may not be disciples. It's good to come to church, but we got to go to the next level and become his disciple. And so Paul wanted Timothy to understand that you're going to meet with some folk who love church, but not persuaded by Jesus. I'm sorry. There are some that will come to the house of God for various reasons. And then there are others who come because Jesus said, I need you there. And Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Now, as I said, knowledge takes preparation. And so Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. I just don't want to know him so I could get over. I want to know him by the power of his resurrection. And then he said, in his sufferings. I don't want to live on Cake Boulevard and Candy Street. I want to live where I'm going to walk through the valley with you, Jesus. I'm going to live where I could go to the mountaintop with you, Lord. I want to know everything about you. Knowledge is the result of moving forward to persuasion through preparation. There is nothing like being persuaded or convinced by the Holy Spirit. See, when the Holy Spirit convinces us, then we're convinced. On a level, when we convince one another, we can be unconvinced. My job is not to convince you. My job is to lead you to the one who can convince you. That's my job. I'm not here to convince you. I'm here to share with you, to tell you what the Lord has told me. Now, you can take it on a man level and say, well, that's just his words. Or you can take it that God gave him this message and it's for me. And now I've got to go and have a closer walk with God. No matter how close our walk is with God, we have not yet apprehended. That's what Paul says. No matter how close I am to God, I haven't made it. I won't make it until I see him face to face. What was Paul doing? Paul said, I surrender. I have committed unto him. If we want God to keep it, we must surrender it. Let me say that again. If we want God to keep it, we must surrender it. Whatever it is, God is a keeping God. And I'm so glad that Paul tells us, and even Peter in his gospel, he tells us that God is able to keep what we give him. Because let me tell you something. When it comes to the day when we no longer can breathe on this earth, and our bodies are decayed and we are gone, it would be a sad picture if the Lord said, well, what you gave me, I lost. But Lord, I gave you my soul. I know you did, but I lost it. And therefore, I can't let you in. I can't let you in until I find it. And that would be a sad thing. But I'm glad that God keeps. Paul said, I have committed unto him. I have given unto him. And then one has to be practical. That no enemy can take away God's power. God is eternal. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. God is in who he is and what he is. I'm so glad. Satan may come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am so glad that troubles don't last always. So I hear our Savior say, and he's welcoming us, and he's saying, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come into the kingdom and receive many. Well done. I know that there were some days that you struggled. I know that there were some days that you didn't understand. I know that there were some days when you went through some pain and misunderstanding, and you were talked about, and you were insulted, insult upon insult, attack after attack, but you kept the faith. You kept on going. You kept on trusting. You kept on believing. You kept on running. You kept on walking. You kept. Therefore, I have kept you through the storms. I've kept you when I saw you, when you couldn't walk anymore. I carried you. Oh, hallelujah. Has anybody here ever been carried by the Lord? You don't know how you got over. You don't know how ends got to meet.